Did you watch the stupid, ridiculous, inappropriate in every way, Jack Serfati interview?
No, I have that on my watch to watch list when Bob posted it.
Don't bother. Well, you can if you want to. But here's the short version. What somebody, Jack Serfati, is arguing, name dropping, so much so that he's dropping names. He don't even know who the fuck he's talking about some interval, some intermissive reality of the tic-tac that he's created to move some mind-bendered reality that's supposed to mean something on some meme or some thing that he's talking to the Pentagon about. Well, let me tell you what, if you're getting your dick sucked by the Pentagon, you're not going to be on fucking YouTube telling everybody that the Pentagon is trying to suck your goddamn dick. Just saying. And everybody that he's borrowing and copying from or doesn't know. And then you ask him about the S, which is a Serfati factor. It's some bullshit. What happens is it becomes a misnomer. And what we try to do is we try to make sure that you have embraced this outside of what quantitatively would be a responsive act as a misnomer. Okay? So if those that did watch that ridiculous little missive can realize that the numbnut motherfucker is trying to talk about quantitative reality when he doesn't know what the oop of the interactive capacity engages. He won't know how it works or how it applies or how that conditions. You see? Did you get the parallel there?
Sort of, kind of, because you told me, asked me if I watched it, and I didn't, you know, I haven't watched it, but you said I don't have to watch it, but I'll have to re-listen to your words, because I'm still trying to tie that to the rip, because listening to your words from the last 2 weeks and what you just said just this past weekend, there's a lot going on with this rip, because it involves, appears to involve a lot of dynasties, not just the king and the Ming.
They line up parallel. Do you know what loaf bread looks like?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you take a loaf of bread that's sliced. Each slice would be a different dynasty.
Okay.
Okay. And so they stack up in a loaf. So if you want to, you can reach into the middle of the loaf of bread, like Wonder Bread. You can reach into the middle of it and pull two slices out and make you a bologna sandwich. You know what bologna is, Bert?
Yes, I do.
Bologna. Do you like it with mayonnaise or mustard?
Both, actually.
Yeah. Fuck! Yeah. That's right. God damn, now that's what my nigga, that's all right. You go mayonnaise on one side and mustard on the other.
Right.
You can do yellow mustard or the heavy mustard. It's right, but you're right. See, it makes a balance. Now, that's the way to meld two realms or a dynasty or two dynasties or the inside-outside of those dynasties. That's pretty hot. Damn, Bert, how you do that? That's pretty good. You can't fuck that up. Now, you see, you hit it like that. It's all right. That's all right. You got our attention. Fuck, Bob. You're doing all right now. Okay, so that physician has to transmutate the algorithm that affects what you call the time-space continuum. You understand that?
Not totally, Ion, because you're talking about the...
We're talking about the spin zero rank tensor field coupling for matter gravity for complex function. So what we're trying to explain is how stupid goddamn Jack Serfati has no fucking idea what the shit he's talking about within quantum physics. Because what he's trying to do is he's trying to say quantum physics is equals S, which is the Sarfati factor. The Sarfati factor that means that we can take propulsion at the big level on the small level, and we're going to engage a pulse factor from a fractal from a Faraday cage, and we're going to move it into antimatter, which we also don't know what is, and we're going to take that modality, and we're going to move something, and we're going to create something called Tic Tac. You know what Donald Trump pops in his mouth when he wants to kiss pores in the mouth? He pops him a little Tic Tac when he wants to get some fresh in his mouth. Well, Jack Sarfati, he's talking to the Pentagon. He's talking to the Pentagon. That's all you know. He's talking to the Pentagon. They're all talking. So, Bert, the issue now becomes the silliness that Jack Sarfati is trying to lay out, that the vicissitude of that reality is based on some modality that can't be quantitatively calculated. So, big picture, little picture, long picture, short. He's trying to say that algebra doesn't work. All right, what we're trying to say to you is you're shifting in realms and worlds that don't work, just like stupid Jack Sarfati is trying to convey. If you listen to him, he starts arguing about, you're stupid, you don't know anything, you don't know nothing, and I know everything. And I got, and he starts name dropping, and then the motherfucker's so ridiculous, he doesn't know who his names he's dropping. It's pretty sad when he starts name dropping for people you don't even know who he's dropping names by. Pretty sad. It's pretty ridiculous. So now you might better watch the ridiculous, stupid hour-long goddamn thing. It's a waste of time. Don't do it during breakfast. It'll ruin your day. But what you start seeing is how somebody, a note that can name drop, starts telling you how the Tic Tac is going to move the world, and everybody wants it, and Russia's his friend, and the Pentagon's his friend, and blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. See, it becomes delusional. What happens with power, baby, is if you can't apply the power, it becomes like Jack Sarfati. It becomes delusional. Where you start arguing, trying to tell the world what is that you know that nobody else fucking knows. Well, baby, if you know that and you're working with it and you're doing it and you have that capacity, you're not having to get on the YouTube and tell everybody what you know. You see? See the difference?